Hey, everybody, this is Paul Scheer. Before we start the show this week, I want to let you know that June's book comes out in stores September 3rd. It is called Represent, The Woman's Guide to Running for Office and Changing the World. This book rules. It's amazing. It's a workbook. It shows you how to tangibly run for office, and not just the biggest offices in the land, but any office in the land, and how to change the course of the country. It puts the power back in the people's hands, or at least gives you the tools to take the power back. I love this book. It's fantastic. Go out there and pick yourself up a copy this Tuesday. Represent, The Woman's Guide to Running for Office and Changing the World. And why don't you bring it out to our live shows, because we are back on the road. That's right. How Did This Get Made is back on the road. We are starting in Chicago next weekend. Two shows at the State Theater. The first show is sold out. The second show is Space Jam. I know, a very controversial pick. And then we are moving from Chicago to Berkeley September 13th, Portland September 14th, Seattle September 15th, and a late show in Seattle, which is going to blow your mind. It's called The Visitor. It's so good. And we are finally ending in Toronto on September 28th. You know, there are a few of these films that are available not in the most traditional ways. And keep on checking hdtgminfo.com for how to access them. They often require a password, but we have a Vimeo link set up. So head on over to hdtgminfo.com to find out more.
A movie that proves that beauty is only skin deep. Just kidding. Ugly people deserve nothing. They're gross. We saw The Hottie and the Naughty, so you know what that means. Excited to be with you tonight. Holy cow, this movie. If you've not seen it, it's one of Paris Hilton's finer films. It's a love story akin to The Notebook. Basically, a young boy has a crush on his first grade crush. 20 years later, he goes back to find her, and she has an ugly friend. Anyway, we'll get into it all, but to break it down properly, we're going to do it with my two co-hosts. Please welcome to the stage, Mr. Jason Mantzoukas.
What's up, jerks? Woo! How we doing, Charleston? That's right. This city is hot. Holy shit. You guys don't fuck around with humidity. This is a polite city. This is a polite city. You know how I know? I passed a lovely couple earlier, and the woman just said, "Geostorm."
Wow.
Polite, polite, respectful, kept on walking. I loved it. I loved it.
Jason, The Hottie and the Naughty, you own this, right?
Here's the thing. Did I write this movie? No. Would I write this movie? Of course not. But I'm so glad it was written and made. This movie was trash times a million. This is a movie that feels as though, while they were shooting one of Paris Hilton's Carl's Jr. ads, lightning struck, and instead a movie was born.
I would argue there is more artistry in that Carl's Jr. ad than there is in this film.
There's certainly more sexual chemistry between Paris Hilton and that cheeseburger.
How dare you, Jason, than any
of the men in this movie. I would rather watch Paris Hilton straight up fuck a cheeseburger than watch her kiss anybody in this movie. Come on! Most of this movie amounts to a crime being committed by everybody.
Well, let's hold our thought right there, because there's someone else I'd like to introduce you to. She is our other co-host. Please welcome Miss June Diane Raphael.
Hello.
Welcome, June.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. June, your thoughts on the hottie and the naughty. Ooh.
So, just off the bat, I feel I have to say I auditioned for the role of the naughty.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Huge reveal. Yes.
By the way, we are married. Did not know that until right now.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, did not get it.
You didn't.
I didn't get it.
Because I noticed, obviously, it was a lot of makeup and so forth. Yeah.
Oh,
so
you thought
wasn't
that was
you?
Me?
I didn't know until just now.
Yeah, no, that wasn't me. That was a different actress.
Got it.
And I remember, because I have such a memory of when the email came in, seeing the subject line, the hottie and the naughty, role June, and thinking, do I have this? Like, is
did they
this,
write it for you?
Did
yeah,
they write
that
it for
is a little
me?
Known secret in Hollywood. When they name the character after you, you automatically get it.
Yeah. And so I remember, I have a memory of, because it was one of my first auditions, seeing it and thinking, I've been offered a major motion picture. Like, I have arrived in this industry and it's about time.
A Paris Hilton joint. You
yes.
get the offer. When do you read the script? Would you read the
I don't
the
think I read the script. I don't think they released the script.
Oh, yeah. You got to keep this under wraps.
You got to keep this under wraps.
You can't,
it's like
you can't
lost.
Let this
it's
be getting like, out there.
Yeah, you
this,
cannot reveal the plot points.
This is Avengers Endgame level secrecy going
sure.
on here. The reason why they only shot this movie a block around the Santa Monica Pier.
Yeah.
The only location in this movie is the pier and literally the houses to the left and right-hand side of it.
And there is, like, no background. There is nothing. They exist in a vacuum, basically. It's if you told me this movie took place in, like, the afterlife, I guess I would believe you.
When they have that picnic, they pull out for a wide shot. They're the only two people there. It is as if the apocalypse has happened, and these are literally the last two people on Earth.
Oh, I wish.
So, June, do you go in to audition?
Well, so I remember seeing that I wasn't being offered it, that it was an audition. And
by the way,
that
it was 10 years ago. That's a pretty bold thing that you thought you were going to just get an offer.
Also,
listen, I don't know how Hollywood works at that point. So I was so excited, and then I saw that I had to audition. And then I saw the role was described. I wish I could find the email. It was described as, like, human garbage. Like, garbage in human form. Like, this woman is so disgusting. And it hurt that I was being considered.
At that point, were you, like, glad you didn't get the offer? Because then at least they're tacitly saying, can you prove your garbage?
Right.
Rather
right.
than, we've decided you're garbage so much so, ooh, we're going to offer you the part because obviously, right?
I remember reading the entire paragraph describing June, and at the end it said something like comedic, and I was like, I'll be there. When
Can
do I
be
need
honest,
to go?
If you had told that, one of the most shocking components of this movie was that it was only 10 years ago.
Yeah.
If you had told me this movie was 25 years, this movie felt like it was from 20 years ago or more. I was shocked that it was as recent as it was because of how insane it is.
It doesn't posit any sort of positive role model, moral, or anything. Like, the takeaway from this movie is bad.
Oh, yeah. It is like a romantic comedy if being like a stalker was the only way to find love. Like, it's a romantic comedy for the criminally insane.
I will even go one step further and go, everyone in this movie is a straight up psychopath.
Yes.
Like, they all belong in some sort of institution, not the same, but different institutions, each where they're all heavily medicated for their own things.
So let's say like When Harry Met Sally is a great romantic comedy.
Sure.
Can we all agree on that?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you've got Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan. Now they represent these two big characters. Da, da, da. But then you've got Carrie Fisher and Bruno Kirby. You've
Amazing.
Got people there grounding the world. Every single other person in this movie
Bananas.
Is straight crazy.
But can we even just go back to the whole premise of this movie is here's a man that has not been able to fall in love because of his crush in first grade. I can't tell you anything about my first grade students I was with. I can maybe tell you my teacher's name.
They didn't even have a friendship.
Yeah.
It was an unrequited crush. It wasn't even like, I can't get over my high school girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I could get on board for a movie in which you felt 100%. Like, but he saw her. She did not choose him or whatever. They didn't have any kind of like friendship or anything. It's first grade. But he then decides that his failure at love means he has to go back, hunt her down like she's big game.
Yes.
Tackle her on the boardwalk. Like, he physically tackles every single character in the movie.
But the thing that is...
He physically assaults
yes,
every woman in the movie.
I wrote down, why is everyone flying at each other?
Yes.
There's more wire work in this movie than The Matrix.
But the thing that is so troubling is... So this crush happened when he was in first grade.
Yes.
He then, I think, moves away or
to
he
Maine.
Doesn't see her. Okay,
he
fine.
Moves
he
to
lives
Maine.
In
A
Maine.
Big, I'm like... I'm, by the way, I love Maine.
By the way, that was not Maine.
But
that
he's been carrying around...
Somebody put a blue filter on a L.A. scene.
Yes. For sure. But he's been carrying around... Now, I know he was a child, too, but he's been carrying around a photograph of her from first grade. This man should be arrested. This man is unwell and should be arrested.
Because if any of you dummies... think this guy isn't jerking off to that picture of that little
disgusting.
Girl. You're out of your
disgusting.
Mind.
Disgusting.
Why?
You're
why
out of your goddamn mind, South Carolina.
Why else would you keep
fucking
it?
Disgusting.
Why else would you keep it on the top of your drawer?
And then he goes back home to his friend who's a billion times worse of a stalker than he is. So he enlists the help of... I don't know, a true monster?
Yes.
Whose mother
he
is
should
facilitating?
Also be arrested.
By the way, that mother should be locked up. That mother, and all the time with like exercise video television on in that house?
June. Were you upset when you saw that picture in the drawer? Because I know that it really rubbed me the wrong way. It literally put me at a distance from liking this character.
Well, yes, that's the appropriate response, Paul. That is the appropriate response. The friend says, he has a line where he says, she's been getting hotter and hotter from first grade on. There are things, okay, and I do think the writers should be jailed. The director should be jailed.
Yes!
These are not, I'm dead serious. These are people, it is not safe to
lock
bring your children
them
around
up.
Them. Lock
to be
them
clear,
all up.
To
it,
be
it's
clear,
not
this is
okay.
only 10 years ago. It's yeah. only 10 years ago that so many hundreds of people looked at this and said, yes.
Yes,
yes. You know what? Yes. Yes, Paris Hilton. Yes, millions of dollars.
Yes,
yes
I will
in
audition
theaters.
For this.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
can I?
Please let June Diane Raphael audition.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
can I just say the thing that is even more disturbing? Yes, we can all agree the picture is disturbing.
Don't say her teeth.
No. I mean, we've even gotten into the naughty, or as one character calls it, the naughty. No, I was like, it's naughty, not naughty.
What's this now?
That one guy called it like the naughty. Like he was saying it differently, right?
Do you mean that? Like N-A-U-G-H-T-Y naughty?
Yeah. Like you're going like, you got to get by the naughty. The naughty.
Paul, yes. Did you also audition for this movie?
These motherfuckers, let me tell you. When I go in to perform, I bring my all. I ask them, do you want me to sit? Do you
too
want
much
me to
hand
stand?
Work. Too much handwork.
If I was to audition, I'm sure I would have gotten the guy who was the Star Trek guy.
Okay. Just staying on the some of the beginning scenes where they are in flashback, and we are seeing the hottie and the naughty.
Horse noise.
Okay, June Fig as a child. The close-ups of that child. This is what I found so confusing about the movie. If I were to see that child, I would think there's been some major neglect.
Yes, or abuse.
Abuse.
Yeah,
something terrible has happened, and an adult, a sane, well-rounded adult, needs to intervene. We have a situation here.
Agreed.
A child.
This is Los Angeles.
Yes. A child has, a bloody nose.
No,
something.
It's
no,
like,
it's not.
It's like crusted up nose. It's like a crusted up nose.
The naughty looked like halfway between someone who was homeless and addicted to meth, but yet 5 years old.
Here's what it would be like. It would be as if at the beginning of the movie, during that scene, the teacher had said, hey class, we have a new student. It is someone that has been found as a feral child.
Yes.
Living
like
in the woods
a
in
Nell
Russia.
Situation.
And we have now given her an opportunity to go to school with you.
Yes.
Her parents live through Chernobyl.
And
the mother
here.
Was pregnant, and this is what we got.
And immediately the teacher would then take a tissue and be like, oh, don't worry, sweetie, I've got that. But no, this girl's allowed to sit in
terrible.
What is ostensibly insane conditions physically.
But again, I want to talk, before we get into the naughty, I just want to say the thing that disturbs me the most is the hottie, Paris Hilton, Krista Bell. I want to use her God-given name, Krista Bell.
There is no God.
She has no personality whatsoever. Like,
she doesn't even have, like,
I can't describe
as a child. She doesn't even have lines. She doesn't have any kind of demonstrative action.
I would actually argue that the naughty suffers from the same thing. Beyond being ugly, she also really doesn't have a personality.
Nor does the lead guy either, right?
Yes.
I mean, we're in a world where the mom who watches exercise videos probably has the most personality.
I would so much rather have watched a movie about that mother. 100%. Because you know she's fucking that son. You know that's what's up. You know. Why else is he still living there?
He's living there because she's feeding him holiday snacks throughout the year.
Mom, get me the file.
It's a lawless land.
Mom is the assistant in this stalker activity.
Yeah, she's got that like sexual obsession where they want to feed you.
But
people are not on board for this incest joke. That's okay. We'll get to the end of the show. We'll see how you feel then.
That's his trick. By a minute 75, you suddenly become on board.
The scene of them as kids, though, you would think it would set up a dynamic that would feel unfinished. You know, for a movie like this, usually sets up some sort of unfinished business, something to remain unrequited.
What
but that's not what it is.
Could be unfinished between first graders?
Like, that's a good point.
Like, because even sexualizing first graders is a reach. Like, to be like, in first grade, I was in love. Where the fuck are you?
Yeah.
That means you're
where
like, what,
you?
six or
to you?
Seven? Like, yeah, you like, that's no. That, like, you could be like, I remember I had a He-Man figure when I was 6 or 7. You weren't like, I found true love and I've stunted my growth for 20 plus years.
Paul, were you in love with a He-Man figure?
When you punched his chest, it would get battle damage. It was really cool.
Are we to believe that he can't have a functioning relationship because he is still so obsessed with a 7-year-old?
Here's the thing. That's what the scene with Jane. Why, if you have a June, do you write a Jane? This is confusing. This is confusing. So in Maine, there's a Jane. Oh.
The Maine
fuck
and Jane
this movie. So in Maine, there's a Jane, okay? And you cut, so when you cut to, cut to the, what's his name? What's the boy's name?
Don't know.
Nate. When you cut to Nate, when you cut to Nate as an adult in Maine, he is playing guitar for his girlfriend Jane, so he's able to have a relationship.
Is that would you his like, job?
Would you like to?
No, what is his what job? And where is his income coming from?
Jane, I mean, here's the thing. He has no job. She has written loser on his car. She is framed as crazy, but he is trash.
Well, can we
so
play that
why
song?
Why can't she be right? Like, why does she have to be framed as an insane person who then breaks the guitar over his head and runs
way,
him over with a car?
Funny scene. The guitar breaking over his head, I was like, of all, like, if you gave me multiple choice, like, where does this scene go? I wouldn't be like, she breaks a guitar over his head. That seems insane. Let's listen to the song, though, because it's a beautiful song. And it really does come back later in the movie.
She cries at commercials by AT&T. She sobs at the videos on MTV. But she says it's got nothing to do with me. She's just an emotional girl.
I like
her. She rips off my suits and cuts off the sleeves and shaves my head while I'm fast asleep. Sometimes I feel she's the princess and I'm just a pea. She's just an emotional girl. It's fine, you're just an emotional... You want the guitar?
It works.
I mean, what... First of all, why are they all... Why is he wearing a full, like, scarf and jacket?
It's Maine, baby! It's Maine!
And why would that song be appropriate?
Like, I don't know.
Like, I want to believe... I want to live in a world in which Jane... who he's dating here, can understand, like, why is she still with this guy
because
if she's behaving?
Because as an audience, we're put in a position where we have to sympathize with him. And it's absurd.
I guess,
in the very uncomfortable position of having to get on board with him early in the movie so that when he humiliates this woman and calls her ugly and reacts to her in such an outlandish way, so many times we can understand him and align ourselves with him as an audience.
And his dream to just get the hot girl. Like, none of it, it's like, it's not doing any of the correct work to get him
there.
No,
not at all.
You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, and I agree with everything. But again, they go out of their way to make him unlikable because when he does meet Paris Hilton, the first move is to sniff her hair. To sniff her hair.
While she's running. Do you know how hard it is to sniff someone while they're running? Hear me out. The year, 1980. The lady, Jackie Joyner Kersee. The Olympics. Was I on the field? Yes.
But they make him so hard to like, because these things that we know of him, it's like, gross. And his character, I mean, I don't know what he's offering to her, really, if anything.
Zero. He is
zero.
Straight trash.
She literally, at the end of the movie, Paris Hilton's like, you're not talented, you're not good, you're not athletic, you're not attractive. And she's like, so, yeah, I am better than you. And then later on goes, but you know what? That's what love is. Like, you accept people for their flaws. Like, no, love, like, the way that she describes it, it's like you accept people for being garbage. Like, I don't even understand why
there
she
is. There is nothing about him that is sincere or real or that he is just...
He's a terrible person.
He's operating the way that someone who is like, has like a mental illness, he's operating like a stalker. He's operating like someone who would be like, of course I'm in your house. This is our house. We live here. Like, whenever he's caught out, his justifications might as well be those types. Well, we live here. This is where I live, and this is what I do, and I belong to have you.
I mean,
are mine.
It's a much more interesting movie to actually understand. I mean, I guess they posit this narrative of, like, every hottie has a naughty, which, like, just never heard that narrative before in the world. But when I first saw the title of the movie in my email, I thought, and again, never having read the script, that it was more, and not having seen the trailer, that it was going to be focused on the relationship between the two of them, which to me would have actually been very interesting to see how this relationship is codependent and what they're getting from each other, which right now I have no idea. I have no idea. And then to see, like, how it might change if June, it's hard that it's, you know, I have the same name as her, but if she became more conventionally attractive and appealing to men, what would happen to Paris Hilton's character? But to center the whole thing around this motherfucker was so, and to have to watch, I mean, I just kept on thinking, watching it, like, to have the confidence of a mediocre white man, to have the, it was, I have to say, on a, like, my own personal journey with this film was that I should feel way better about myself and have a lot more confidence in the world.
Well, can I just say, the normal, I guess, the trajectory that I thought the movie would take is that he would find that, even though maybe in the beginning he wasn't attracted to the naughty, that he actually has a more connection to her and then he falls in love with her, but not that she would get a makeover and then she'd be equally attracted to Paris Hilton and then it would be okay that he would fall in love with her. Because it's like, it defeats the whole purpose of the movie. It's sort of like, well, yeah, when you get hot, I totally fuck you too.
Well, yeah.
I agree, that's my arc. My arc if you get hot, I'll fuck you.
Yeah. Well, now, before, when you were a frog, not interested. But now that you've turned into a princess, boner town, let's do this.
And isn't
that's what
that
I got so crazy about him sort of indicting Johan. He's no better than Johan.
Oh, yeah.
And all if anything, the men, I felt angry that he wouldn't let this woman lose her virginity to Johan.
Yeah.
Well, all Johan the men is not a guy that we want to hang on a pedestal either. I mean, like, put him on a pedestal, because Johan is like, I searched the world for ugly girls that I can create in an image that I want to fuck, and then I fuck them, and then they're grateful.
That's a David Cronenberg movie I would watch.
I'm not saying I want her to fall in love with Johan and really get her heart broken, but for her first sexual experience, I was absolutely on board for her having that with Johan. I really was.
Absolutely.
I mean, what are we talking about here? Like, how dare he, after all this, ruin that for her?
This man, none of them ever... Okay, every single man in this movie is a villain.
That's correct. This is
a movie about villains. Their plans are nefarious. They have files of material on these women. They have websites dedicated to where they are when. He sits on a bench of other stalkers who we are meant to believe are adorable and harmless, across from another bench of stalkers who we're also meant to believe are adorable and harmless. Paris Hilton lives in a prison where she is surrounded by men who will not leave her alone. So much so that they follow her, sniff her, tackle her. The only reasonable ending for this movie, once he tackles her on the beach, is she's dead by the end of the movie.
Oh, absolutely.
This movie is not cool. She should be dead. If anything, I wanted to scream at her, hey,
yes,
stop engaging these people.
Yes.
The guy, the albino guy,
That's so disturbing. Like, all of the men are villains that we are supposed to think are heroes. They're villains. And then the women will not see them as such.
No, they only
They
only see the men as potential heroes.
Well, but I mean, that was the most disturbing thing at the end of the film. Spoiler alert. When Nate breaks up with Paris Hilton,
By the way, the breakup scene, were they ever together?
Well, I mean, Paris Hilton's reaction to it is so like, oh, okay. She literally goes, but I love you, and that, this is it. Now you can go into my lingerie closet, which seems like the wrong fantasy that we're telling. Like, it's like when you find the hottest girl, get ready, because she's going to have a closet full of, you know, lingerie, and you get to pick it.
A like, walk-in closet. A walk-in closet that that the lingerie is displayed as if it was on display in the store. It's not lined up so that you can use this, maximize the space.
No.
It's like laid out so you can see everyone. It is as if you walked into... Paris Hilton and the Naughty live in a Malibu beach house. They live in
that?
$8 million house with millions of dollars worth of furniture. Like, they've got, like, guys, come on.
Again,
it was
the best location
closet.
They could get one block away from the pier, which is where they were required to shoot this movie.
Holy shit.
Well, now, so the Naughty is, we're told that she is vegan. Right, so that what was June? What did they say?
She's vegan. She's very healthy.
She's vegan, so she eats a lot of non-fat stuff.
Wait, was that it? That's the line.
She doesn't eat a lot of non-fat stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. What the fuck?
Hey, everybody, we have to take a brief break from dissecting the Hottie and the Naughty to talk to you about some of our amazing sponsors. And one of our sponsors is ourselves. So head on over to How Did This Get Made store at TeePublic. Go to teepublic.com/stores/HDTGM. You can get a Hottie and the Naughty shirt right now. Literally, it's right there in the store, along with all of our tour shirts. You can also get it as a pin. You can also get it as, I don't know, a cozy. You could get it as a laptop case, whatever. It's awesome. I love that store. So go head over, get yourself a pin, a shirt, a mug, whatever you need. And also a big shout out to our friends at Boombas. Okay. Boombas are a revolutionary sock company. I'm saying revolutionary because I've been wearing them now for the last couple of weeks and I love these socks. I mean, think about it. How often do you think about your socks? I mean, not much. But when you start using Boombas, you're like, oh, I'm thinking about them all the time because they actually feel great, okay? They're comfortable, well-woven. Can I say well-woven? I don't know. They feel sturdy on my feet. And, you know, maybe sometimes I'm not doing all the manicuring I could be doing on my toes. And maybe on a cheaper pair of socks, I'm cutting through there in some way. I don't know. Not on Boombas. No. They're comfortable. They're actually like little sneakers in the shape of socks. That's how I feel about them. They look great. They got a little color to them and they don't look shitty. I think that's a big thing for me is like colorful socks kind of fall into two categories. Like so stupid that you wear it because they're stupid or like so colorful that like you have to be rainbow bright to go out in public. This kind of falls in that category of somebody who wants to look good, but you also don't want to be like embarrassed by what you're wearing on your feet. They are great looking socks. I got like a combo pack, so it's a nice mix of this like different shades and stripes and colors. I like them. And what I loved about them the most is they have this philanthropic mission, which is for every pair of socks that you buy, they will donate a pair of socks, which means that people out there are getting socks with a seamless toe, cushioned footbed that's comfy but not too thick, and has arch support. And if you're like me, you need that arch support. Many patterns, many colors, many lengths, many styles. Boombas look great in the gym, at the office, and out on the town. And with every Boombas purchase you make, Boombas donates a pair to someone in need. Like I said, buy your Boombas at boombas.com/bonkers today and get 20% off your first purchase. That's Boombas, BOOMBAS.com/bonkers for 20% off. People, you're going to like these socks. You want to go back to 2004, a time when Hottie and the Naughty was probably just out in theaters? Well, you can, with something that is way better than Hottie and the Naughty. I'm talking about World of Warcraft Classic. That's right. WoW is back. WoW Classic, people. Do you hear me right? Go back to 2004 and get to relive a classic World of Warcraft. All right. We're going back to the world of Azeroth, just as it was during its earliest days. This faithful, authentic recreation captures the danger and excitement and glory of the original game. It's why you fell in love with the game to begin with. Relive the timeless adventures that defined World of Warcraft's legacy. People, it looks absolutely beautiful. I know that if you started off playing this game, oh God, 15 years ago, it's so crazy. You remember how much you fell in love with it. Now picture it even 10 times better. It looks better. It plays better. It's so good. You can fight for the Horde or the Alliance in an ongoing struggle between the South Shore and Terran Mill, and then gear up to take on the Dragons of Blackwing Lair as more of the original gameplay's legendary content opens over time. There's so much to discover and explore. WoW Classic is included with your regular World of Warcraft subscription at no additional charge. You can switch between the original and the latest content as you see fit. World of Warcraft Classic is available to play right now, so head on over to wowclassic.com/howdidthisgetmade. That's wowclassic.com/howdidthisgetmade. People, this is the easiest ask I'm ever giving you. I know you're playing World of Warcraft. Just go to wowclassic.com/howdidthisgetmade and learn all about it and get ready to relive the legend.
Again, so many people had to sign off on this. They then got to be on set saying the lines, and someone said, "We got it."
But I will say,
we got it. Moving on.
I will say, I know we have been bagging on this movie a little bit, but I will say
a little bit. You might have noticed we've been a little negative on this movie.
But I want to talk about the term restraint. And this movie uses restraint because in that yoga scene, the fact that the Nadi did not fart in his face, when you could have easily done that.
You know they did it in ADR. They recorded it. They tested.
I will say, I loved how many farts there were in this movie. I laughed a number of times at all the farts because I was like, see? Sometimes even a dumb movie gets it right. When Paris Hilton farted and then said, "Don't worry, it's not the smelly kind," I was like,
I laughed.
I was like, come on, that's it. No, this is the movie. This right here, this is the movie.
By the way,
if Paris Hilton spent the whole movie shitting her pants and that's something he had to deal with, what if the hottie is incontinent now? Now let's take
a
look at this. And she's like, I'm going to need to be wiped and cleaned like a baby.
By the way,
not into it.
Paris Hilton.
Still single.
Paris Hilton.
Changing those dipes, ladies.
I would say if she wasn't continent, Paris Hilton would not take care of her because Paris Hilton's a bad friend. She never is helping this person. The only time...
Why do you say that?
Well, because like the look at the way that she dresses, like you would think that Paris Hilton would be like, you know what, let's maybe get some nice form-fitting yoga clothes or let's
Wait,
maybe...
Wait, Paul, time out.
What?
Yeah. Time out.
Time out.
I just feel like she lets...
T.O., Paul, T.O.,
I just feel like...
Tease.
I didn't feel like... What?
But...
Do I have to go in the corner?
That was actually one of the few things that I liked about their relationship,
okay,
that Paris never said to her, tried to change her, tried to get her to dress differently. In fact, what I think Paris Hilton says in the movie is that 95% of the way people view you is how you view yourself.
Well, she also says this thing about Earth suits.
This was...
You know, June, some people think our bodies are like an Earth suit, a vessel that carries our soul until you pass on from this planet into the next dimension.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I'm sort of with her on this one.
I'm just trying to help, okay?
There are beauty standards at work here, right? The men in the movie... think they are God's gift, and they are disgusting. The men in this movie are disgusting.
Except for the hunk. In terms of, are you saying in terms of looks or personality?
Yes, personality. I'm saying in terms of looks.
Okay, agree. Hunk is hunky. But...
Right, but we don't really, we don't go to lengths to examine the like disproportionate amount of attention that's on women's bodies in this movie, as opposed to the men who are, yes, of course, the hunk is more conventionally attractive, but... There are men in this movie who should be receiving the same amount of investigation.
Oh, I think
I
think that Nate needs to shave that goatee.
The fact that Nate boldly says to Paris Hilton, "I'm a personal trainer," and she doesn't look at him and say, "You're a fucking liar. Get
it's
out
insane.
Of my face. Get out of here." He then shows up to yoga in jeans? I'm sorry, you are not any kind of personal trainer. You're a fucking psychopath.
Usually when there's a disparity, one party is making up for the their aesthetic with a personality,
yes.
a charm.
That's what I'm saying. This guy is not only not attractive,
yes.
but he is, his personality is disgusting.
First of all, what do we, can we just like break it down? What is his personality besides being a stalker? Let's go.
His personality is, he is a liar. He is a stalker.
He does not have a job, but he's able to pay for a $2,000 spa gift certificate.
His car
he's a
says
terrible
loser
singer.
On like
yes,
maybe
able to pay for $2,000 spa, but not just a simple paid job just to cut out losers.
Maybe hashtag Jane was right. You know? Maybe Jane had it right. He is just a loser. Get out of here.
But she loved him for a long time.
Meanwhile, he drives around in that car and nobody else in the movie, Paris Hilton, nobody's ever like, hey, why does it say loser on your car? What's up with that?
Can we talk about the guy that he ropes in?
Cole
Slauson. This
Cole
movie
Slauson.
This movie has at least 6 to 11 times where he makes up things just by looking around and Cole Slauson.
Commits to it hard, so the whole time they have to go back to that joke.
Oh, Jason.
That's me.
I wanted to ask you, you know, Cole Slauson. Wears a fanny pack in this movie.
Sure. And a fisherman's vest. Are you going to get my fanny pack?
When you saw it on him, because it's a pretty big fanny pack.
Too big.
It was too big.
Didn't like it too big.
Okay. Yeah.
Back to Cole Slauson.
Cole Slauson.
Giant fanny pack on him.
Well, Cole Slauson, I want to like get into him because he's a misunderstood
you
character.
You want to get into Cole Slauson? A man whose character name is made up and we never learn his real name. He is not worth knowing his name.
Okay, so Cole Slauson sees an ad that Nate puts up, and the ad is this: volunteers needed, medical experimentation, make $500 per week, part-time, evenings and weekends. Testing may include skin biopsies, sleep studies with persistent and unrelenting shocks, and anally, but I don't think it's spelled right, how would you say that is? That's supposed
anally
to be...
Anally injected fungus and bacteria.
But anally is... But
that is... That's not how you spell anally,
no.
is it?
It's A-N-A-L-Y. It's like... Yeah, it's not right. And so anyway...
Treated only with placebo what?
Drugs.
Treated only with placebo drugs.
So I guess maybe you wouldn't get better from
this,
it.
This, here's the thing about this. This should have been used as a clue by police. This should have been a clue used by police
season
to catch
two.
Nate
season
Cooper.
Season 2 of Live and Die in L.A., the podcast.
Serial
the
murderer.
Again, where does he have this $500 from?
And where does he get the $2,000 from?
He's spending so much money I don't know what he... What does he think? I would have loved a scene where he's alone with his thoughts being like, Nate, what are you doing? Oh, Nate, what are we doing? What are we doing, Nate?
I got too far. Cole Slauson, I got too far.
Yeah, where he just like puts rocks in his pockets and walks out into the ocean.
Also, the question is never asked of June... So Cole Slauson, of course, like sees her, and I guess he was trying to set up an even worse scenario, but sees her, is sick to his stomach, is very disturbed. But the question is never asked of June, do you like him?
Right.
She has no agency and no choice in the matter of these suitors. She's
no,
just supposed
I think
to be
this
thrilled.
Movie exists in a world in which you are so ugly, you're lucky to get
anyone.
Guy that comes along, and you better just take it, or what? Who knows what? Just put heavy rocks in your pockets and walk into the ocean.
I mean, Jason, there is a world in which we could posit a Jacob's Ladder scenario that he was hit and killed by his girlfriend in that first scene and never makes it.
I will allow this. I will allow this.
Interesting.
You know what? We see him literally get hit by a car.
The Jacob's Ladder scenario works here because she hits him with such force with the car, and he is struck by the car, then goes underneath it, and then pops out to the side like, what happened to me? He should be very grievously injured, if not straight up Deadsville. So this can be, then, if, by the way, if this movie ended with just, we're losing him.
And then
it would have been amazing.
The last image he sees is Christabel. She's now an ER doctor and she's pumping his heart. And that was it. He dies.
Yeah.
She couldn't save him. So anyway, Cole.
I like that. By the way, Cole Slauson.
I just want to talk about, like, this movie came out in 2008. He sees that ad, really deliberates it. He's like, picks it, then immediately runs to a payphone. Right? For this plan to work, the person needed to pick the thing. And I guess he has to watch because I guess the number is a dummy number.
Yeah, the internet.
Why wouldn't it just be a cell phone?
This is a movie that in 2008, the internet doesn't exist. You know what Nate Cooper never does? Google the Paris Hilton character. The guy, the creep even says, you should check out the website. There's even more website, more so than the file. So this guy's been building a creep website about Christabel. And then Nate is like, Nate never Googles anything. Nate never uses, nobody ever uses the internet to do anything.
And Christabel has, on a minimum, 6 to 7 stalkers a day waiting for her. One that she has a really fun, flirty relationship with, the albino.
One of whom has a sign that just says, marry me, right? And he holds the sign up when she's jogging, and there's a cutout for his chin. There's a cutout where his chin goes. And I was like, ooh, that's specific, that this sign is lived in.
Now,
really bothered me.
June, I don't want to put you on the spot, but you are a runner. What did you think of Paris Hilton's running in this movie?
There were so many, like, arms to it. And it was just, it was very slow. I mean, there's a point where she's running and he's walking behind her. Just at such a slow pace, but she's still keeping up that jog.
I mean, that is the thing craziest that made me thing. Angry he is about walking. The, he is fully walking. Walking.
The thing that made me so angry about that whole opening run is the portrayal of this woman, the expectations that are set upon her. She's being stalked by these men.
So many.
So many men.
There's a website that details her running route.
And she has restraining orders against some of them. And she's happy as a fucking clam. Like,
hey, guys. She knows all of them by name, which is itself chilling.
These are all men who will murder her.
Yes.
They
if
just
given
will.
The chance, if given the chance, they would happily murder her.
Absolutely.
Just so that they can, like, see if she's as pretty on the inside.
By the way,
I hate it.
By the way, I did think there was a missed opportunity when the dad and the wife were walking with the stroller. I really wanted him to push the wife and the stroller into the sand.
Did anyone else notice there was no child in that stroller?
That was one of those, let's hope.
Oh, I don't like that at all. I don't want that for them.
All
right, so
are we
going
to get
Slauson.
To do-it-yourself hypnosis?
Oh, well, this is, works perfectly with Cole Slauson. So Cole Slauson goes over to Creepo number 2's house, and they're hypnotizing him, but I also feel like the mom is getting hypnotized.
Wait, what?
Tell me more about that.
I mean,
I'm interested only because the mom's involved. But
I thought the mom was in the kitchen and, like, we'll hypnotize you. And the mom was like, huh?
Oh.
Like, I thought they were going to also hypnotize her, and then
also,
they thought there'd be a funny scene.
The mom has
See,
a subscription
this audience
to-
gets me. Charleston, I'm home. Thank you.
Wow. June, how do you feel about moving to Charleston?
I guess I don't see that I have a choice.
I'll meet you in the pineapple.
I'll meet you at the pineapple.
So they're hypnotizing him with a hypnotizing for dummies book and a large shocking device.
They are actively trying to kill Cole Slauson. They have hooked him up to an electric chair scenario. They are trying to hypnotize. They're trying to use. Oh, I don't care. I hated this. They're trying to condition him to think that June the Naughty is hot by showing him a picture of a sexy space alien.
And by the way, it works.
It works instantly.
This movie becomes the Manchurian Candidate for 5 minutes.
Yes.
Did I ever tell you about the time that June and I watched the Manchurian Candidate? We were in a hotel room, and the brightness on the TV was turned all the way down, and we watched all of Manchurian Candidate. We're like, this is an interesting choice the director made to shoot it
so
like
dark.
This.
So and barely dark. See it.
And we were like, what's happening now? I don't know. It's like, oh, that's the message.
Tell.
It's sort of like it's murky
it.
In this brainwash game.
Oh, I love it when you are just new enough in a relationship that you don't want to say something's wrong, that you just want to justify the incorrectness of something. I did the same thing. I went to a concert with a woman once to see The Replacements and kept insisting that, oh, I love this song, but then it was one of the opening bands. And then I was in ninth grade or something. And then another band came out. I was like, well, this is The Replacements. This is the best. Not The Replacements. It happened twice. I was like, give me my epi.
I love that you were in ninth grade, but you refer to her as a woman.
What's that?
I said, I love that you were in ninth grade, but you refer to her as a woman.
Of course. Of course. With big titties. She was a beautiful, beautiful woman. Big, sloppy titties. Right? Cool? Did I get it?
B-S-T. B-S-T. I will say one thing about this movie, too. Besides that running scene with Paris Hilton, this movie is all about people sitting down. Everyone's sitting in this movie
camera,
at all times.
Camera moves too expensive.
They really are. He's hypnotized, and now he's in love with the Naughty. And then he, whips out this Star Trek shit, where he starts referring to her like a Borg, and, she's, the Borg queen. But I'm realizing now as I'm saying it, it's because they showed him the picture of...
Space Lady, yeah.
Oh, but I guess they couldn't use a real Star Trek picture because that costs money. So we just had to, justify that was a picture from Star Trek.
So
and I
weird.
Know my Star Trek pictures.
Listen, you know your space ladies.
I know that that wasn't Alice Krug from Star Trek Nemesis Insurrection. One of those. The one with the Borg.
Oh, boy. Do you want to take
weird.
A minute and figure it out?
I believe it is Insurrection because Nemesis, I think, is the one where Picard is fighting Picard, which is Eric Bana, right? Oh, First Contact, that's it. Sorry.
You really are home.
Oh, no. Yeah.
These fucking nerds get you, man. Charleston.
Charleston is my town. Let's go get biscuits later in the shopping area.
I loved there was a thing that made me laugh, but then I was like, why did they do this? That I was like, this is a bit that I would want the movie to do, but it did it, which shocked me. Which is Nate is on the phone with what's his buddy's name? The Arno. Thank you. Pull back to reveal Arno's on the toilet. Finishes the call. Then audible fart. Poop drop. You hear him. You, in this movie, you hear a man shit. Now, sometimes in movies, you hear a fart. Rarely do you hear someone actively shit into a toilet that isn't diarrhea. It's not like, oh boy. It is just how each and every one of us turds into the toilet at night. He's just like, okay, I'll talk to you later.
And you know what I gotta say about that? Jason, after seeing that scene, I had one thing I wanted to say about that. That's hot.
Solid June, Paris Hilton quote.
Thank you. June, you put your head down during that whole description.
Yeah, I didn't care for that, Jason. I didn't care for that at all.
You know what? We all like different things in the movie.
I know. I just feel like, you know, I'm not into potty humor, I guess.
Here's what I did find out, just because I was curious about it. I was like, that's 100% an ADR joke. Nope. That guy actually shit in that toilet in that moment. He said, I want you to mic this toilet. I'm gonna drop this hot deuce.
They had problems with the camera that day, so he had to do it 17 times live.
Yep. You know, because it's just like eating. If you want to eat in a scene, you have to eat in every take. So if you're going to... June?
Moving off that, what was so interesting about the movie, I mean, they go to such lengths to pan over June's disgusting body, right? They really spend their time, and also Paris's gorgeous body. And yet, they do show restraint, much like the fart joke they didn't go for in yoga. When they are panning up her bathing suited body, her bush is kept together quite nicely, which I was surprised about.
You wanted to see hair jutting out?
It's not that I wanted to see that.
June, you're saying you wanted there to be pubic hair pouring out of her bathing suit. That's what you, June Diane Raphael, wanted in the movie? Now, this is a shocking reveal. We are aligned on this.
All that we had seen up until then, I thought for sure, well, when we get to her bush, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be hilariously crazy.
We've been told.
We've been told
her hair is a problem.
Yes, that her hair is out of control, that it's that electrolysis, that lasers are not helping. And so I was curious, what's it going to be like? Well, I couldn't see anything. It was completely...
Yeah, no, and I'll be honest, I went frame by frame.
Me too.
I didn't find anything.
I was trying to really zoom in there what I could see.
I was like, Siri, enhance. Siri, enhance quadrant 3.
A tremendous restraint shown to really humanize this character.
I tip my hat to the filmmakers there.
I think June and I, because June and I watch this together, and I think I would like to just talk for a second about Johan, who I think gives a pretty solid performance.
I thought he was great.
Yep, agree.
Funny, and I didn't know which way he was going to go.
He played it great, but he didn't really tip what his character's intention was.
Which was much more pervier than what you thought it was. Like, if it was just to treat her to get to Paris, that would be skeevy and gross. But this was more like serial killer, like, I'll make her into what I want, and then she'll be mine. Like, it was weird. I did not like that at all. Quick question. I thought that the Nadi, when she is transformed, is more attractive than Paris Hilton.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, you say of course, but I go, I don't think that Paris Hilton's in on that equation. Like, I don't think that Paris Hilton's like, so you'll be really hot, and then your friend gets hot, and then she'll be hotter than you. I don't think that was told to Paris.
Well, listen, I don't know what men think. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. But I mean, when I look at the two of them, I really don't want to know. There's no contest.
What do you think the men think?
I don't know. Based on this movie, I think they're insane and disgusting, and everyone's terrifying.
What's interesting in this movie is Paris Hilton is rejected by both men, which is wild. Like, it is, it's like, I thought the movie was full on going for, oh, Paris Hilton ends up with Johan, and Nate realizes true love. Like, when Nate and June start dancing at the bar, and they share a moment, and it seems as though these people who've been hanging out all this time have, like, a love at first sight moment where they're dancing and getting along. And I was like, oh, what's going to happen is they'll realize, well, we should be together, and they are going to go off and be together, and everybody ends up where they should be, and blah, blah, blah. But instead, it's just becomes Johan and Nate want June, and Paris Hilton is just kind of like...
But don't you get the sense she's okay with that?
Oh, yeah, she literally says, don't worry, Nate, I have lots of date options.
Yeah, but yet...
She's
fine. But yet we understand that she has not gotten a lot of action, as she says twice. Like, I don't get a lot of action.
But that's only because she says no because of June. She's like, I've said that I'm not going to do anything until June finds love.
Got it. Okay, so she's getting options. She's just not taking
Which leads to them saying, she's not only smoking hot, she's also extremely horny. And I was like, guys, what the fuck is this?
It is surprising to me that this movie was written by a woman.
Yes! I wrote multiple times, it is not possible this is a woman writing this movie.
I'm not surprised. I mean, the patriarchy is a smog we all breathe in.
Before we cut to commercial, I just want everyone to know the patriarchy is a smog we all breathe in is a quote from Brittany Packnett.
Support for today's show comes from new Starbucks Triple Shot Energy. Boop, 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 boop. Starbucks Triple Shot Energy has 225 milligrams of caffeine from Starbucks coffee, a hint of flavor enhanced with guarana, B vitamins, and ginseng for the energy to do what matters to you. And it's available in three delicious flavors, including French vanilla, cafe mocha, and caramel. People, I love this Triple Shot Energy. Why? Because we all get that second hit in the day where we're like, oh boy, am I going to make it? Can I make it to six? And you know what? This is where Triple Shot Energy comes in. It just gives you that glide, maybe that afternoon, you know, you're getting a little sleepy. Boom, perk right back up. It gives you a chance to do everything you want to do at the level that you want to do it. For me, I keep one of these in my car on the weekend. I'm out with my kids. We're doing roller skating. We're doing soccer. We're running around. And I need a little Triple Shot. I do. Coffee in the morning, coffee in the afternoon. And Triple Shot is so damn delicious. It's like I'm giving my body a damn treat. Anyway, my favorite, you want to know what my favorite is? I'll tell you. French vanilla. I'm not afraid to say it. French effing vanilla. Anyway, find it in your local grocery store or convenience store. Enjoy it, drink it on down, get that burst to do the things that you need to do. Starbucks Triple Shot Energy. And now back to more Hottie and the Naughty.
Let's go to the audience to see what you have to say about the Hottie and the Naughty. All right, so ma'am, your name and your question.
I'm Rachel. I'm from Columbia. I have to preface a couple things, so bear with me. This has to make the podcast.
Okay.
Because my 7-year-old would only let me come if he had something to brag about to his second grade class.
All right, well, this is going to be the talk of the second grade class. Please don't let them listen to this episode.
Next, I do remember my first grade crush. My sister says he had a Kool-Aid mustache at all times. Okay. My question is, are we ignoring the fact that this guy drove that sucky car all the way to LA?
I wrote that too. I said there's no way that car makes it to LA.
I have a brand new Ford Focus that would never make it to LA.
And you're not even coming from that far. You're coming just from Charleston. He came from Maine. That's a bigger trip.
Correct. I had a huge problem with this.
Main problem with this movie...
It's just the...
That is correct.
Your main problem with this movie...
That is correct.
...was that a late model Ford Focus...
Correct.
...would not be able to drive cross country. I mean, I love that that's your problem, but this movie's got bigger fish to fry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Paul, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I did like it. Can you ask as the question to everybody if they remember their first grade crush's name?
You got it. Do you remember your first grade crush's name?
No.
And I don't mean to put you on the spot, but you're young.
Yes.
How old are you?
14.
Okay.
14! How many teenagers in the house?
Couple. About four.
Nerds. Those fucking nerds just freaked out.
All right. What's your name?
Emerson.
Emerson, what's your question?
So, after the naughty gets hot, I'll just say it. So,
thank
this
you.
Movie is shaping young minds.
Yes. This
so
movie
upsetting.
is reversing wokeness.
Yes.
She says that she was hit on by a guy with a rat tail mullet. What would that even be?
Great question. And I'm gonna put that to June, who has all of our hair answers. What is a rat tail mullet, June?
I don't ever want to know. I don't ever want to see that.
I think it's just short in the front and then a long rat tail.
Rat tail mullet. It sounds horrible.
Biff is in front, rat in the back. Sir, your question.
My question is, the line, a life without orgasms is a life without flowers. Do you actually believe that?
Yes.
What?
Hold on. Sir, can I ask you a question? Sir, hang on.
Oh, wait.
Is your wife in the box with you? Ma'am?
She is.
Ma'am?
Hold on, I'm
ma'am,
coming over.
Are you okay? Ma'am,
over.
Do you want to live a life without orgasms?
So he's had sex twice.
Well, he said, we have two kids, we had sex twice, but that's not answering the question.
Wait, that's the problem. That's the problem. He thinks because they had sex twice, she had an orgasm. She just got pregnant because you did, bro. Don't make muscles. Don't make muscles now.
Ma'am.
This
ma'am,
is wild.
How do you feel about
ma'am,
this turn
blink,
of events?
Ma'am,
how do
you blink feel if you need to you be saved.
Do you agree with Paris Hilton?
Sure.
How many people agree with Paris Hilton that a life without orgasm is a life without flowers? Yeah.
That's not enough people.
What's
is Charleston, South
here?
Carolina not coming? What's happening? I'm worried about you guys. I feel like the overwhelming nature is like, meh, orgasms, over it. It's a myth. Female orgasm, it's a myth.
I'm deeply concerned.
I am worried about you guys. Especially you, ma'am.
Listen, be another way. It could be another way.
Yeah. She is furious. On the ride home tonight, she's like, why did you fucking say that?
I never thought he was going to come the way over to the balcony side box.
Yeah. Then he made double muscles? Come on.
Before we get into other people's thoughts about this film, let me tell you a couple things about this film. The director of this film only had directed documentary before this.
Interesting.
So that's that.
Interesting.
And some of the taglines for the film were, do you want to take a guess? Anyone want to take a guess?
It's a hairy situation.
June, you were right there.
I was going to say she's a 10, she's a negative 0, I don't know, something like that.
I thought you were close because he was like, she's hot, she's not, he's nuts.
Okay.
Then there is,
what?
That's hot, that's not. And then finally,
Paris Hilton's tagline at the time.
Yep. And love never needed to be so blind. Those are some of the taglines. Aww. For the
wow,
hottie.
Even the taglines are overtly cruel.
Indeed. Now, obviously we had an opinion about this film, but there are people out there with a different opinion. It is now time for second opinions.
I admit that in the past I've had a habit of scrutinizing films on Amazon, but now I've dropped the bar and given them 5 stars, from Cobra Congo Toys to Leprechaun in the Hood. I fortunately have my own opinion, a weapon that I use to help harass the erudite and deep. They're just a bunch of sheep. They wouldn't know art if it bit them on the ass. Come on, you poor unfortunate troll. So vain, so mean. They say this film's not a winner, and it almost made me hurl. And do I mock them? Yes, of course. You poor, unfortunate trolls. Such bad reviews. If you go digging for a plot, my dear, you're gonna find some holes. If you need a boost of confidence, go on and remove the mole. Paul, June, and Jason, now I've got them, y'all. With speed to cruise control. You
Give it up for Lily.
Great work, Charleston. Those were great.
Good work, Charleston.
Yeah, your hometown.
It's my hometown. All right, so these are five-star reviews culled from Amazon. Let me give you some stats here about the film. 39 reviews for this film. 39, a real record low. 36 are five-star reviews. 36%. Okay, here we go. The first one, this one from Christy W. says, highly recommend for 14-year-olds. So that goes to you.
That kid gets it.
Yep.
Those nerds get it.
This one starts off, this is written by Alan, and Alan says, okay, let's be fair here. I bet a majority of the bad reviews came from people who have not watched the movie and or have cold hearts. I watched the movie with an open mind, and guess what? I loved it. The character of June, in quotes, was done well, but I felt like they went a little overboard with her flaws. I know girls that have friends like that, and it was pretty much on par with how they act. I'd be bitter and angry, too. Anyway.
She wasn't bitter and angry.
No. Anyway, super cute movie. Any decent-hearted person would appreciate it, even if you do not like Paris Hilton, which I personally do not like, nor dislike. She's quite pretty, but my goodness, June turned out to be gorgeous. 5 stars. Seems like one of the characters from that movie wrote this. I'm bringing up this person. The reviewer's name is Sexy. That's the reviewer's name. And the title is As Close to Paris Hilton as You Can Get. Unless you know her daily itinerary, this is as close to cheeky Paris Hilton as you can possibly get. Far from being a rich, spoiled brat, Paris has got natural talents as an entrepreneur that I admire. She's a natural actress, very comfortable in front of camera, very cool, very calm, very cheeky, and captivating. I enjoyed this movie from its beginning. What I liked were the themes. Theme number one. Paris's character being faithful to someone unfortunate. I wonder if Paris can stay in a long-term relationship in real life. Theme number two. Paris's philosophy about the human soul versus body and how we look on the outside.
We do not have a soul.
Theme number three, the revealing flashback storytelling technique that is used to explain the present relationship in relation to the past. Recommended viewing, Shallow Hal. 5 stars.
Wow.
Now Nate Kiley pulled up Sexy's page. There's 347 reviews of Sexy, and it really goes deep into the wormhole.
Paul, I don't want this on your browser.
Sexy gets into, they are disturbing, but if you want to have a fun treat yourself to Sexy's reviews on Amazon.
I don't
all
like
347
it.
Of them. They're there.
I don't like
this exists.
It.
This is a real person.
I don't even want
to
look
I
at
I feel
it.
Like they're almost too disturbing to read, honestly, as I gauge
I don't
through
like
them.
It.
A couple things here I want to tell you about that I really like about this movie. First of all, the budget. Anyone want to take a guess? 2008.
I'm going to say $11 million.
I think it's more.
It's so, but keep in mind how few locations there are.
Yeah.
How many interiors, how much, nobody has a quote. Like, what's spending money?
$30 million.
Whoa.
$9 million.
Okay.
$9 million. Domestic gross, $27,000.
$27,000.
The reason why I said 30 million is because I bet she is. Paris Hilton is an international star,
agree.
Whether we like it or not.
Right.
Agree.
And we do
at
like it.
At this time, especially.
An article in the Houston Chronicle determined that based on box office receipts, an average 28 people per theater saw this movie on opening weekend.
Here's my conjecture. My belief is that the people that watch this movie because of this podcast will double the net value.
Possibly.
This is the challenge. Let's double how much the Hottie and the Naughty has made.
And by the way, that number they just gave you, that meant that five people went to each showing of the movie. Five people or less. It shot in 5 weeks.
That's five too many. This still does, it's not making me feel better.
Paris Hilton scouted locations for the film. And here is the one fact that I love the most. The film was released in the United Kingdom and it was advertised as the number one film. And then smaller print revealed it was the number one in the Internet Movie Database's bottom 100, which was true at the time.
Holy shit.
This movie was given Razzie Awards and won Razzie Awards for Worst Actress, Worst On-Screen Couple. It was nominated for Worst Screenplay, Worst Picture, and Worst Director. And this movie came in 462 out of all the movies made in 2008. The top three movies of 2008, The Dark Knight, Iron Man, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. This movie was beaten by The Love Guru, 88 Minutes, Punisher War Zone, and it beat nothing that we have done on this podcast.
Wow.
Jason, June, would you recommend this film?
Paul, I'm not going to lie. Absolutely not. If you're going to watch it for this show, watch it. But like, whenever the point comes when you're watching it that you're like, you know what? I don't want to watch this anymore. Turn it off. Because it's also way longer than you think it is, and I believe two have watched it.
It's only 92 minutes.
So long. I believe two have watched it puts you on a list.
You are
I believe
all on
they're
that
tracking
list.
People that complete this film.
Yeah.
June.
I mean, usually when I audition for a role and I don't get it, I do like to hate watch that thing and just watch it angrily. And I didn't feel that watching this movie. I felt such relief.
If you're watching this for the podcast, then
watch it, I guess. Make sure your children are nowhere near this movie.
Agree.
That's what I get concerned about, that there are young minds watching it. It actually should be burned and never seen. It's...
You're saying
it's a very
that this
troubling movie.
That this should be like removed from existence.
I don't believe in censorship, but
in this one case,
you want people to be burning copies of Hottie and the Naughty.
In this also, one case, I'd be open to it.
It is irresponsible for the last line of your movie to be "You're out of breath."
What was that calling back? What
last
was
line.
That?
The movie ends like a bar closing down. It's like, we're having fun. Lights on. What? Oh, okay. So we got to go. All right.
What happened?
The movie's done.
They're also, sorry, that last moment and the wide shot they pull away in is like, it's supposed to be this romantic shot between the two of them. She's sitting on the edge of a bench so awkwardly and he's leaned over to kiss her. They look so uncomfortable.
Yes. The only way it could have been better is if they lean in for a kiss and it's like... And if she said, last line of the film, uh-oh, that was a smelly one.
I am going to disagree with my two co-hosts. I recommend this film. If you like love stories like The Notebook and gross out humor like Garbage Pail Kids, this is the film for you.
I wish this movie had characters that had Alzheimer's. I wish I had Alzheimer's and could forget I'd watched this movie.
I love this film. It made me so happy to be married to such a wonderful woman. I'm not in this crazy dating world because this is like that HBO show Euphoria. Oh my God, do not get me involved in this crazy dating world because I'd have to be stalking people and
hey,
waiting
Paul,
for them running by.
Why do you keep talking about not wanting to get involved in the crazy dating world?
Not a big deal. Hang out tonight in Charleston. Not want to get involved in that crazy dating world.
Hey, June.
We have a family together.
What's going on, pal?
Definitely don't want to get involved and go out dancing and get crazy dating. Go to a good old cafe.
You don't have to worry about the good old cafe.
You think the crazy dancing in Charleston is at some place called the good old cafe?
I don't want to get on one of those cruise ships tonight and end up wherever they're going to dock tomorrow.
Well, then you'd be so far from your hometown of Charleston. Don't want to get involved in that crazy dating.
Don't want to go on one of those late night romantic ghost tours. Don't want to do it.
This is all so specific and well thought out.
Paul, it sounds like these are all things you're going to do tonight.
I want to stay as far away from it as I can. Don't want to have a burner phone in my pocket.
You don't want to? Because you asked me to hold it in my fanny pack.
Hey. Let's talk about it after the show. thank you, everybody, for coming.
You did it, Charleston. You did it.
Charleston, you have been a fantastic crowd.
That's our show. A reminder that June's book comes out this Tuesday. It's called Represent, A Woman's Guide to Running for Office and Changing the World. I can't recommend this book enough. June did an amazing job with it. It's funny. It's informational. It's such a good read. I left wanting to run for office. I'm being very sincere. I was blown away by this book. It comes out this Tuesday, September 3rd. Pick yourself up a copy. It's reasonably priced. And then bring it out on tour because we are on tour. How Did This Get Made is on tour. We are going to Chicago. We're going to Berkeley. We're going to Portland, Seattle. And we are also going to Toronto. We'll be out there. You can get all the info for tickets at hdtgminfo.com. A big thanks to Avril Haley, our producer, who picks all of the films for all of these live shows. And this show, Hottie and the Naughty, which we have a very special shirt right now available in the Tee Public store. That's right. We have a disgusting toenail shirt from the Naughty. It's so gross. You can go to tpublic.com/store/hdtgm. A big thanks to Nate Kiley, who's always out there researching, finding all the good facts, like The Rock's chest width. And Kyle Waldron, who designed some of our great How Did This Get Made posters you can find on our Instagram page and our Facebook page. Molly Reynolds, who just kills it, culling together all this great stuff and helping work our Twitter and answering all your emails. But if you want to talk more about the Hottie and Naughty, you can do that. You can join us on our mini episode and you give us a call at 619-PAULASK. That's 619-PAUL-ASK. Ask me any question about anything, your life, your love, or about Hottie and Naughty, and we'll answer it there. We have a very special mini episode coming up this Tuesday. June is taking over. She's going to do a mini episode that's totally unaffiliated with the normal traditional How'd This Get Made mini episodes. It's going to be great. Enjoy that. And then stay tuned for me on the following Friday for the actual Hottie and the Naughty mini episode. A big thanks to Devin, our engineer, who traveled across country with us out there doing the work on a Wednesday night. How Did This Get Made? So much fun out there on tour. And Cody Fisher, our producer here in LA. We love them all. Thanks so much. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Nick Vatterott.
And I'm Nick Turner.
And we are the hosts of Get Rich Nick.
For this podcast, we are out there in the world trying every Get Rich Quick scheme to tell you guys which ones actually work and which ones aren't worth your time. Like donating plasma.
Online poker.
TaskRabbit.
Writing ebooks.
Betting on the ponies.
Going on eBay.
Background extra.
Making money from metal detectors.
Lemonade stands.
Selling fruit in the backyard.
Trivia nights.
Selling fruit from the backyard.
We're walking dogs on Rover.
We're playing video games for cash.
We're starting a Patreon way too early.
Betting how much you walk.
Losing weight.
We're hijacking a truck going southbound to Tijuana, and no one's going anywhere until we get what we want.
If you are intrigued by any of that, thank you.
You can tell which ones are not worth your time because we're still doing the podcast. If we were rich, we'd be on a yacht somewhere on a rainbow.
Get Rich Nick is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.